The following is a recording from Maria Barona of iAdvise on Friday, February 26, 2016, at 10 a.m. Central Time. This is the FIBRA N Fourth Quarter 2015 conference call. Good morning and welcome to the FIBRA N Fourth Quarter 2015 conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the presentation, we will open the floor for questions. At that time, instructions will be given as to the procedure to follow if you would like to ask a question. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Lizette Chang of FIBRA N. Ma'am, please begin.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us today at FIBRA N's quarterly conference call. With us today from FIBRA N are Mr. Oscar Calvillas, our Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Miguel Aliaga, our Chief Financial Officer, as well as myself. Our first quarter results were distributed today. Yesterday. They are also available on our corporate website in the Investor Relations section. The link to the webcast presentation that accompanies this call is provided on both the email you receive as well as on our website. We ask that you follow it along with this call for a better understanding of our results. Please contact us if you did not receive the report and or the presentation, or if you would like to be added to the company distribution list. The number to call for our New York Investor Relations Agency is 212-406-3691, so you may be assisted in this matter. Please note that forward-looking statements may be made during this conference call. These statements are based on management's current view and estimates of future economic circumstances, industry conditions, company performance, and financial results. Also, certain reclassifications have been made to make figures comparable for the period. If you please turn to slide 2, you can see the agenda for today's call. First, we will go over FIBRA's quarterly distribution and dividend yield. We will review the relevant events for the period, followed by the acquisition of hotels, the operational and financial highlights, and finally, the closing remarks. Before we move on to the question and answer session, thank you so much for your kind attention, and now I will turn the call over to our CEO, Mr. Oscar Calvillas.
Thank you, Lizette, and good morning, everyone. As we review the fourth quarter and full year of 2015, what comes to mind is that this was a period of growth and consolidation for FIBRA N. We can confidently say that the company has had one exciting year after the next in our brief history. First with the IPO in 2013, then in 2014 was the big push to fulfill our expectations, and now in 2015 we reinforce our management team and the administration platforms to support the coming growth to firmly establish the company as a major player in the Mexican hotel FIBRA and hotel industry. We have without doubt showed positive operating results in same-store sales, and we will continue to expand our footprint while at the same time focusing exclusively on quality lodging for the business traveler in strategic markets. We have not lost sight of our goals, and this has helped us transition successfully into the next phase of our growth. That said, let me review on slide 4 FIBRA's quarterly distribution and dividend yield. For the fourth quarter period last Wednesday, the technical committee approved a total dividend distribution of 92.4 million pesos based on the 437 million certificates outstanding currently. This represents a 17.3% growth when compared to the previous quarter. As a result, the dividend per certificate for the fourth quarter was 21.15 cents and a dividend yield of 6%, the highest so far for the company. On a yearly basis, the FIBRA distributed 338.1 million pesos, equivalent to a 42.6% growth. The annual distribution per certificate was 17.36 cents and represents a 5.6 dividend yield for the year. Moving on to the main events for the period, let's turn to slide 6. We'll begin our discussion of the acquisitions that were made during the quarter. On December 11, 2015, we announced three transactions in the state of Chihuahua. We see the northern area of the country as one of the strongest regions of Mexico in terms of economic growth and industrial development driven by plants and manufacturing facilities. This is a prime location, as you can imagine, due to its proximity to the United States. We expect to improve the estimated 9.4 consolidated cap rate of this combined portfolio, as we have already demonstrated solid results during the first week of operation. Hampton Inn by Hilton Chihuahua. This was an investment of 322 million pesos. The hotel has 190 rooms and operates in a select service segment. Then on slide 7, we have the City Express in Chihuahua, and it's an investment of 86.8 million pesos. This hotel has 104 rooms and it's also in the select service. This is a budget hotel, limited service hotel. Then in slide 8, we have the City Express Union Hotel, which represents a total investment of 35.3 million pesos. The hotel has 105 rooms and it's traded in the limited service segment. Not also, this is a, yes, limited service, a budget. Then if you turn to slide 9, we have the binding agreement we signed on November 9th for the Courtyard by Marriott Chihuahua, a property that will be purchased as soon as construction is completed for 234.4 million pesos. It has 152 rooms and is in the select service segment. All of these figures I just mentioned include any acquisition and related expenses. Additionally, the total amount was paid with the resources from the debt and we recently issued. This hotel will be operated by Grupo Hotelero Fibrain. On slide 10, we have an overview of two developments that we concluded in the fourth quarter. These are the Courtyard by Marriott Saltillo, which began operating November 1st with a total investment of close to 229 million pesos. We expect to achieve the estimated cap rate due to the successful results shown in just the first weeks of operation. This property has 180 rooms and in the select service segment. We are very enthusiastic about the performance of this property, as this Marriott brand was the one lacking in the city of Saltillo. At this point, Fibrain now carries the brands of three leading international hotel chains, IHG, Hilton, and Marriott. The second property was completed in December 17, the Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Coatzacoalcos, located in the state of Veracruz. The total investment in this property was 189 million pesos. This hotel has 180 rooms and is in the limited service segment. Our expectation for this property is that we will be supported by dynamics of the chemical and petrochemical industry in that region. These are again investments that exclude acquisition-related expenses. Both properties are currently operated by Grupo Hotelero Fibrain. This brings us up to slide 11, where we have a snapshot of the company's current standings as of December 31st, 2015. Fibrain has a total of 41 hotels in the portfolio versus 31 at the end of last year, for a total of 6,832 rooms versus 5,718 rooms for the year end. Zero developments as of this time, since our two developments were recently completed and the third one was suspended in Ciudad del Carmen, Campeche, which is now accounted for as a land bank. We are present in four segments: limited, select, full, and the new extended stay segment. We are in 15 states of the Mexican Republic, operating with 13 international brands and 5 national brands, 4 more than in 2014. For the annual period, Fibrain met growth expectations in terms of number of rooms in accordance with the guidance given in the last conference call, which was a range of 41 to 43 hotels for the year equivalent. Fibrain is reviewing properties to develop and to acquire at this time. We are well underway in terms of purchase negotiation, and we are able to comment more about this as soon as those deals are signed. Our objective of 2016 is to grow the NOI or the FIBRA boosted by the existing properties rather than by investment in new properties. This means a solid performance of the current portfolio, a ramp up of the new hotels, remodeled properties, and the addition of rooms that are already contributing to the FIBRA. Thank you for your attention. At this point, I will turn the call over to Mr. Miguel Ayala, our CFO, for the operational and financial review.
Good morning, everyone, and I would be happy to review the financial section of this presentation. Let's turn on to the operation indicators of slide 14. where we highlight the strong operational performance on same-store sales of the company for the fourth quarter, taking into account 34 hotels. As you can see from the figure circle, FIBRA Inn experienced a 16.1% increase in terms of room revenues versus the same quarter of the previous year. Likewise, the average daily rate also reflected an increase of 12.4% for the same period, resulting in a 13% increase in RevPAR. It is important to highlight the ability of the company to surpass the 1,000 pesos level on ADR, showing its leadership as a top player in Mexico in its sector. Also note that the occupancy levels were very stable, reaching 40 basis points higher than the figure for the fourth quarter of last year. And excluding the addition of rooms, occupancy levels gained 190 basis points during the same period. Thus, the solid figures are reflected in the strong FIBRA revenue growth that we'll discuss in a moment. Now, let's talk about the financial performance. Total revenues for the FIBRA reached 368 million pesos, which is a 43% increase over the figure reported in the last quarter of 2014. Rental revenues represented 6%, and room revenues represented almost 94% of total revenue. In terms of the total revenue per segment, as you can see in the pie located on the lower portion of the slide, the proportions have remained at somewhat similar levels, but for the introduction of the extended stay segment, which holds 2.6% of the share of the total revenue. Moving on to slide 15, where we have the quarterly income statement table, operating expenses reached 229 million pesos, which represented 62.4% as a percentage of the FIBRA revenue, versus 63% in fourth quarter 2014. The reasons for the overall decline in expenses as a percentage of revenue were mentioned in detail in the earnings report, but they include savings in utility costs as a result of the installation of LED technology in the properties, a reduction of commercial rates for water and electricity, as well as new gas services provider that is offering us better rates. Lower royalties, since in this fourth quarter we added three new hotels that don't pay royalties on local brands. These are Casa Grande Delicias, Casa Grande Chihuahua, and Arriba Express Guadalajara. Lower maintenance costs due to cost efficiencies, and lower lodging expenses, again, due to cost controls stemming from savings on the breakfast cost and a lower payroll related to room expenses. These savings were offset by an increase of 180 basis points in administration costs, resulting from higher payroll expenses from back office, adding the second and last adjustment of labor liabilities of 1.6 million pesos, corresponding to a recommendation of our external auditors announced in the third quarter 2015 as a one-off expense for these last two quarters that we estimate will not be present in 2016, as well as technological infrastructure investments and renegotiation of quotes with hotel unions. FIBRA Inn also experienced an increase in sales expenses due to an increase in wages of our sales office personnel, as well as more commissions paid to travel operators resulting from higher sales levels and a different mix of online travel agencies. As a result of the aforementioned, quarterly NOI margin was 37.6%, which represented the second highest NOI margin ever, meaning an increase of 60 basis points compared to a 37% margin reached during the fourth quarter last year. Adjusted EBITDA results in 123 million pesos, increasing 58% over fourth quarter 2014. Adjusted EBITDA margin was 33.4%, which represented an increase of 3.1 percentage points compared to the 30.3% margin reported in the fourth quarter 2014. FFO reached 110.9 million pesos, increasing 39.3% compared to fourth quarter 2014. The FFO margin was 30.1%, which represented a decrease of 90 basis points compared to the 31% reached during fourth quarter 2014, mainly due to higher interest expense coming from higher debt levels. Looking at those growth and margins on an annual basis on slide 16, due to its impressive historical growth, the company surpassed this year the 1 billion line, closing with total revenues for full year 2015 of 1.3 billion pesos. There was a 48% increase in the total FIBA revenue, mainly due to three important factors that benefited the company throughout the year. The operation for the full year 2015 of the hotels acquired throughout 2014, plus the revenue generated by the hotels acquired during 2015. The favorable performance of the cities in which our hotels operate, efficiency in operating the revenue maximization systems in order to apply the correct hotel rates, and dollar negotiations of our rates that benefited revenue figures as a result of the peso depreciation. NOI rose by 50.1% and the NOI margin was 36.9%, a 50 basis points increase compared to a 36.4% margin for the same accumulated period of 2014. The adjusted EBITDA grew 47.4% and a margin for the annual period of 30.3%, a slight decrease of 10 basis points compared to a 30.4% of the same period of 2014. Likewise, the FFO margin was 29.4%, 20 basis points higher compared to the 29.2% margin for the same accumulated period of 2014. As Oscar mentioned, the year distribution rose at 5.6 dividend yield. We have many strategic, operational, and financial projects for this year in order to continue improving our distribution per CBFI. Turning on page 17, as of December 31st, 2015, FIBRA held 830 million pesos in cash and equivalents and 406 million in recoverable VAT, which is a process, which are in the process of being refunded. The company's nominal bank loans were 100 million pesos as of December 31st, 2015, which were accounted for 69 million pesos, as a result of the down payments related to the contracting expenses, which will be amortized for the duration of the loan. On October 2, 2015, FIBRA issued local debt on CBX under the ticker symbol FIN15. The issuance was for a total of 1.9 billion pesos as part of a 5 billion pesos local note program. This single tranche issuance will pay interest every 28 days at a variable rate equivalent to TIIE 28 plus a 110 basis points, which a term of 6 years and principally payable at maturity. The issuance obtained national ratings of AA minus from Fitch Ratings and AA plus from HR Ratings. The funds raised by the debt issuance and will be issued to payment of bank debt for 600 million pesos, the acquisition of hotels in Chihuahua for 444 million pesos plus expenses, as well as investment in current hotel for 196 million pesos. At December 31st, 2015, the remaining balance of this issuance was 590 million pesos. The bank credit line that the company has in place has availability for up to 2.2 billion, which is currently being negotiated so that we may continue to roll down on as it's needed prior to the next public issuance. With this debt issuance, the company was able to replace financial liabilities under better conditions for the company. As of December 31st, 2015, FIBRA's loan to value was 21.6%. This leverage level is in compliance with the disposition of the Mexican Banking and Securities Commission to regulate the maximum leverage of FIBRA's up to 50%. FIBRA Inc. has the potential to take on an additional 1.7 billion pesos in debt without surpassing the 33% loan-to-value amount as established by the Technical Committee. As of December 31st, 2015, the debt service coverage ratio was 6.5 times. CapEx expenditures for hotel maintenance were 28.6 million pesos in fourth quarter 2015. As of December 31st, 2015, we closed with a reserve of 6.3 million pesos. Lizette will review the closing remarks at this point. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you. At this time, we will open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key.
I got to be doing some closing remarks, operator, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, as Oscar mentioned at the beginning of the presentation, this period was one of growth. As evidence of this, during the fourth quarter, we experienced double-digit growth in terms of same-store sales, an outstanding continuation of a very remarkable track record. This was due to the successful performance of the markets where our hotels are present. The continued revenue maximization in the hotel rates and the fact that our rates are negotiated in U.S. dollars, which has had a very strong exchange rate performance, as you well know. Additionally, we are very satisfied with the annual margins reflect the outstanding operating efficiencies we have achieved. In 2015, we broke ground in the FIBRA market, launching the first level 1 ADR program for the promotion of liquidity in order to facilitate international investor participation. And before I finish, on behalf of the whole team at FIBRA Inn, please allow me to invite you to the annual FIBRA Inn Day that will take place in Mexico City and Guadalajara during the first week of March. We hope you can make it. You can sign in our website, www.fibrain.mx. And for last, thank you very much again for your attention. I will now be happy to take your questions.
Thank you, ma'am. At this time, we'll open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star key, followed by the one key. That is star one on your touchtone phone now. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, please press star two. Again, that is star one if you would like to ask a question. Our first question comes from Pablo Fiorte from Activer.
Hi, guys. Thank you for the call and congratulations on the strong sequential improvement of your results. Regarding the adjusted EBITDA margin of the quarter, FIBRA Inn registered the highest level of the past 2 years at 33.4%. As you mentioned, this was driven by efficiencies that you have reached at the operational level. My question is if you expect the solid profitability levels to be maintained going forward.
Yes, we think that we will maintain those levels, you know, throughout the year. We just have taken into account that some quarters that we had some seasonality. For instance, the first quarter of the year we start slow, and this year it will be in the first quarter we will have the Eastern, but both the Holy Week and Eastern, both in the month of March. So, but in an annual basis, yes, we will continue to those margins.
Okay, thank you, Oscar, and congratulations once again.
Thank you, Oscar.
Thank you. Once again, we are now holding for questions. Please press star one at this time if you would like to ask a question. Again, at this time, we are now holding for questions. Please press star one if you would like to ask a question. Once again, we are now holding for questions. We do have a question from Alex Perez from ITAU-BBA. Alex, your line is now open.
Hi, guys. I just have one question. What should the company's guidance for occupancy rates looking going forward?
We would like to invite you to our FIBRA Inn Investor Day next week, which we will talk about that. We can't say right now because we need to put public disclosure in with the local authorities prior to giving that information. But for sure, we will have some guidance at our event next week.
Okay.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Pablo Duarte from Actinver.
Hi. Well, I have a second question regarding your pipeline of acquisitions. Could you give us an update on this? Thank you.
This year, we are going to be very cautious on that because they're very mixed, the upsides that we see in the economy. Let's say what we feel in the industry, the performance, the hotel, everything looks fine. The period of January, February that we are so far looks really good. But there are many concerns in the U.S. economy, in the Mexican economy, in the interest rates and so forth. So we want to be very, very careful of whatever we invest in this year. We have, of course, a good pipeline, but be very selective and want to buy only the proven properties that have the ability to have a good return. No? So we have the resources to invest. No, we have the cash from our debt issues that we did just that we received in October, and we have still have the capacity of having more debt. But again, we were going to be very cautious in that respect. We're really more concentrated in a performance of existing assets of those, because we have still very much room for ramp up in the four new hotels that we have, in the conversion that we just made in the additional rooms, which we want to concentrate completely on that side and improve our dividend throughout the year, and so we have more profitability and continue to have a good performance.
Okay, perfect, very clear, thanks.
Once again, please press star 1 at this time if you would like to ask a question. We are now holding. At this time, I'm showing no further questions. I would now like to turn the call back over to Oscar Calvillo for
no
closing
further
remarks.
Questions. Yeah, thank you very much for your participation today. We will see. We'd like to see you all, everyone, in our next week on our PVA Investor Day. Hopefully, you can meet us and join us for that. Thanks a lot.